Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, let me just start by saying congratulations to the Saints. They came in here and they found a way to win a game, and they deserve to win it. On our side of it, certainly disappointed in the way we started this game offensively, and that starts with me and accountability to get our guys going and going in the right direction. The first three series really hurt our tempo and our rhythm, and our defense stepped up early and held the Saints to field goals, but the residual is they were on the field too long because of our starts in the first three series. They had the ball for 34 minutes, and there's a residual effect. There's a connection to how things go during the course of a game, and made it much more difficult in our defense as we worked into the third and the fourth quarter. But I thought they really stepped up and allowed the Saints to go the distance, but tried to minimize the big plays, which they did. Disappointed offensively in our red zone today. We had a couple opportunities to convert, and we didn't do that. And again, that starts with me. We've got to do a better job. The last 2 weeks, we haven't been efficient the way we were in the first three games. And then the fourth down, you know, you always go back and forth. We ran the ball the way down. You know, why didn't we run it on third down and three? Well, we made the decision to throw it for two downs. I thought we had a good plan. We didn't finish with a catch. But we have to execute and get that part of it done. So as I told the players, it's always tough. These games are never easy. And we're paid to win games and to win at Soldier Field. I was disappointed that we didn't give our fans what they came to see, and that was a good start. I think our guys played hard throughout, though, and that's something we can hang our head on. And I think when we can hang our head on the moments that we were very efficient offensively and move the ball, running it and throwing it, but certainly to continue forward, we got to be more consistent. Last thing I'll say is I reminded our team that we got to put this one behind us very quickly. We got to do what every team does in the National Football League, and that's play a Thursday night game. And they count just like the Sunday games do. So the big thing now is to take the emotion out of it, and the guys will have 24 hours to do that. And the coaches will move on quickly to the Giants. Well, I think they were problematic. We hadn't really seen them. I thought Rob did a good job. We had answers for them early. We just didn't get it communicated to the guys. And once we did, I think you can see we're able to efficiently move the football up and down the field. And our guys did a good job of making that transition. I don't know whether they were all the same ones. I think two of them were the same and one was a little different. So they got us early. But I was pleased that we were able to make the adjustments. We would have liked to make them a series sooner. Well, it's not really the inability to communicate. It's just seeing a front that we hadn't worked on, and to be able to, as a young line and a new line, to just be able to make the conversion into delineating who the guys the line blocks and who the guys the back blocks in that particular plan. And we got it cleaned up and did well. Throughout the rest of the game, I thought the guys kept Jay very clean during the course of the game. I think it's all about us, quite frankly, and it usually is. You know, last week it was the turnovers. This week we did a terrific job of taking care of the football, minus one, with Jay getting the ball knocked out with blindside pursuit from a blitzer that should have been picked up. You know, he knows he's got to take care of the football there. But overall, when we look at the tape and we ask ourselves, was it the player, it was us or them, you know, we found that it's on us to clean our football up and to become more efficient doing it on a play-by-play basis. I think we're close, but we certainly haven't arrived. We got a lot of work to do, and we got to get after it really quickly for Thursday night. You know, I think that I'm not discouraged by it. I want to get Brandon the ball. We want to get Brandon the ball. There were a couple shots early, and Jay looked back, and he was open a couple of times, and then protection got in his face, and he was forced to move, which was disappointing. I thought there was a couple early things that he would have had a chance to make a play. You know, we've targeted him, you know, frequently, and he's the most targeted guy in the first month of the season. When we don't, again, that starts with me. I've got to do a better job of getting him involved. He's always designated to get involved early. I mean, when he doesn't, it's not by design. You know, things happen or they take him away, and we've got to throw the ball to somebody else. But we're doing everything we can to move him around. We think we've done we did an efficient job with that the first three or four weeks, and we got to do better. It's disappointing that we didn't get him into the flow of the game a little bit more, obviously. You know, I don't know what his productivity was. You know, he was targeted. You know, he had another big game. He's a tough guy to stop. You know, you can see how they use him. They use him as a wide receiver out in the perimeter. They use him inside, and he's right now with Lance Moore out. He's one of the go-to guys certainly on their team, and he stepped up today and made significant plays, obviously, in this game.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.